What's up, everyone? Aaron Egler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Thursday morning, complete with phone alerts from my daughter who's sitting a few feet away. Hope everyone's having a good morning. The Packers will be back on the practice field this afternoon in full pads, most likely. Probably the headliner out of yesterday's practice is that David Bakhtiari was a full participant, which you love to see after missing the last three games. Get your all-pro left tackle back. It's always a good development. Other than that, we'll see how things transpire with Jaire Alexander today. Like I said, indicated yesterday, probably the drop-dead date as far as if he practices today, there's a chance. But if he continues to sit out, I would expect him to miss the game on Sunday. Other than that, the Packers should be getting close to full strength, especially on offense. And Matt LaFleur and company will speak later today. In the meantime, it's always good to see everybody jumping in the comments section. Good morning, everybody, both on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, what have you. The Packers are one Andrew Quarles signing away from the Super Bowl. Wow, what a blast from the Packs talking about God's son right there. Hey, Nags, hope you are well this morning. Go Pack, go. What's up, Jared from Colorado? Doing fine in New York City. Hey, Nags, hope you're well this morning. I am well, everyone. Hold on, I got someone texting me here. I'm live, but okay, no. Here. Sorry, guys. Plenty of fine folks here today, you betcha. Sandy Robinson Gunthar, good morning. How are you? Big B is in the house. Big B's always in the house. Even when he's supposed to be at school, he's in the house. He's diehard. Greg, good morning. Thanks for the kind words. Joey the Jaguar is a Jacksonville spy. Ooh, the drama. I like it. Hello from Los Angeles. Wow, you're up in bright and early. Although I guess it's not that early. 10 a.m. here is, what, 7 a.m. there, 7 a.m. It's a respectable hour to be up, so can't complain. Chris Dorsey, thank you for the super chat. So Bakhtiari is going to come in at $23 million a year. Not at all downgrading him, but have to think with success of Turner and Jenkins, do they move on? It's a possibility. I tend to think they'll get it done, though. It's all about how you structure the deal. And the cap hit is much more important than the average per year. So we'll see. A lot of long way to go. And yes, Jenkins, Turner have gone a ways mitigating the worry about if they do move on from Bakhtiari. But he's a bit of a unicorn, a bit of a special case, I would say. And I think the Packers will do everything they can to try and keep him in the fold. I'm battling squirrels and deer at my bird feeders. This is year two of an annual war. Matt, that's some compelling stuff there, and I wish you well in your continued fight. Any word on Jaire? David, as I just said, didn't practice yesterday. If he doesn't practice today, I suspect he doesn't play on Sunday, but we'll see. Good morning, Nags, and prayers for your friends. Thank you, Lloyd. Very kind of you. Turner, Tina Turner. Oh, that's a tough one. Nicholas, no transplants this week. Nope, we will have transplants tomorrow at 5 o'clock on YouTube and Facebook, Cheesehead TV. Make sure you're subscribed, liked, whatever you want on your social channels. Olive's phone going off. So, yeah, we'll have transplants tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern. We just had to move it back. We have a very busy week at LiveX. Studio was booked, so just had to move some things around. Whose game does Lazard remind you of? Robert Ferguson's. How's that for a blast from the past? Only much more consistent. It's her reminder to get a dog. No, it's actually her reminder to get online for class.
Well, they haven't posted the link.
Nah, all right, relax.
Just gotta wait here.
Might Kirksey be activated for Sunday? He might be. I'd be very, very surprised if he isn't. I bet Chris Banjo would solve our run defense's problems. Well, that might be a bit of a stretch. I'm not sure even Gilbert Brown would solve their run defense's problems. But I like Banjo as a player. I like to see that he's still kicking it in the league. Anything new on the Lazard for the weekend? Not yet, Justin. I think they'll take every bit of time they can. Probably activate him on Saturday. That's my guess. Remember Terry Glenn? How can you forget Terry Glenn? The Terry Glenn era was a sight to behold, no doubt about it. How good would Javon Walker have been? Oh, He was a talented dude, man. Talented cat, no doubt about it. Do your daughter and Corey ever flip you crap at the same time? Thankfully, not yet. The universe hasn't transpired to make that happen. How does someone injure their core muscle anyway? Well, it's a muscle like anything else. It can tear, it can be stretched, it can get beaten up just like any other muscle. But, you know, without knowing the particulars of exactly which muscle it is, it's hard to say. It's Chuck Cecil's birthday. Is it Chuck Cecil's birthday? We should all bloody our noses for the occasion. That's amazing. Does this defense have too many good slash elite players to bend, don't break, to be a bend, don't break defense? I mean, okay, look, the idea that any defense or any defensive coordinator gets up in front of his guys and says, look, this week, guys, we're going to bend, but we're not going to break. That just doesn't exist. You know, they don't seed the idea of we're going to let you walk down the field, but then tighten up in the end of the red zone. They want to stop them. They're just not very good at it between the 20s. But yeah, I do think the talent that they have on hand should be leading to better results overall. There's zero doubt about that. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Savage or Josh Jones, who's more talented? Wow. Well, I think Savage is. I don't think there's any question athletically. Just isn't putting it together for whatever reason. This should be a win, but are you concerned about the Jags rookie running back? Yeah, Joshua, I was just talking about it on the radio. Robinson has put together a really good year. Historic year for an undrafted running back. And, you know, he's not Dalvin Cook. I'm not saying they're going to come in there and do what the Vikings did, but that is certainly going to be their game plan. They're going to want to run the ball early and often. And that quarterback, you know, in his first start, he definitely got a live arm, can make the throws. It just, you know, it's the NFL, man. They're paid professionals. They get paid too. And if things start kind of snowballing the wrong way, we've seen this team have trouble trying to get out from under. I'm not saying it's going to happen. This is a team the Packers should roll over, but, man, you can't take them lightly. No doubt about that. A nuclear family, thanks for the super chat. Ask Vic was my introduction to Packers football, and I was a fan. Can you cue me in on what people have against him? Who's your favorite on the beat? Wow, that's a real can of worms you're opening there. You know, okay, Vic was very, could be very dismissive and acidic. Some have levied the same accusations against myself. But he knew his shit, and as much as Packers fans maybe sometimes got frustrated with him, I thought he did a really good job. My co-founder couldn't stand him on the Packers beat because of the fact that he was raised a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Everything he did was viewed through the prism of the Steelers. He would often reference the Steelers. And if you're on Packers.com, it's a little weird to be hearing so much about the Steelers day in and day out. So that I understood. I never had a problem with Vic. I've said often I really liked his work. When I met him at the combine, I said how much I admired what he did. But yeah, I think that aspect of it kind of rubbed some people the wrong way. Okay, I never had a problem with it. My favorite on the beat currently, I mean, it's probably Rob Domofsky. He's my boy, and he's been on it forever. Watched him grow into this juggernaut for ESPN that he is. You know, obviously I love Wes, although it's hard to say Wes is on the beat when he's employed by the team, but love Wes, love Rob. They're old school. They're my boys. I think Schneidman does a great job. Ryan Wood, Bill Huber does a great job. You know, Spoon. Spoon's the old soul, the godfather of it all at this point on the beat. You know, they're all people I've worked with or alongside, and I think they all do a fantastic job. Is King playing? Well, he was limited yesterday. We'll see how he is today. I'd give it a 50-50 at this point. Aguinaldo, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce that, but thank you for the super chat. Jamal Williams hasn't fumbled through his entire NFL career, 449 carries, rushing attempts. Could you ask for a better number two? Well, thanks for jinxing it. That is pretty amazing. That is pretty incredible. We've seen Aaron Jones put the ball on the ground every year, and the fact that Jamal Williams has never done it once is pretty insane. Ask J.K. Scott why his punting motion takes so long. Steven, if we ever got J.K. Scott on availabilities, I would try, but I don't know that it takes so long. He doesn't jump, so it's not like he has to leave the ground maybe even shorter. Maybe the length of the motion is longer, but the actual operation is probably about the same. They do it all through timing, you know. But I'll ask Coach. What happened to the conference calls with the other team on Wednesdays? They don't broadcast them. They're still doing them. They just don't put them on Facebook Live or anything like that. And they limit it to only the local reporters who cover the team day by day. So I don't get invited to those. They're on my schedule, but I don't get the Zoom links for them. But yeah, so when you hear from when they have the conference call with Zimmer or any of the other opposing head coaches, we don't, and then they also make a player available. Only the local beat is getting that for their articles, what have you. But they haven't been putting them up on Packers.com. They haven't been putting them on their social because I think the numbers probably just weren't there. Not everyone's as a degenerate like you are, is what I'm saying. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm sorry for jinxing it, everyone. You should be. Lazard was really shown how skill and hard work can help rather than pure athleticism. I mean, pure athleticism certainly helps. And it's not to say that he doesn't have athleticism, because he does. But yeah, he's absolutely a guy who I think fell into that kind of void where evaluators and teams had trouble kind of pegging him because he was a bit of a tweener. You know, he was a tight end made into a wide receiver. And I know there was some talk about maybe trying to turn him back into a tight end down in Jacksonville, but he has certainly shown that he can get it done if you just give him a chance. Hey, Nags, random thought, but what happened to the Favre Rogers documentary series from Favre's Ranch? Spencer, I literally asked Rogers about it this summer when we got him for availability during training camp, and he said there's nothing new to report. So who knows? I would be fascinated to see if there was some kind of additional footage and or setup about the transition between Favre to Rogers and now Rogers to Jordan Love. That would be amazing, but I don't think that's what it's about. But yeah, I asked Rogers about it, and you know, he said that there was nothing new to report on it, but hopefully someday we'll find out. It'll come out. Andrea, thank you for the super chat. I finally figured out technically how to send a super chat to support you, plus got home early enough to watch live. Go Pack Go from Germany. What's up from Germany? Good morning from New York City. Hope you're having a great day. Thank you for the support, Andrea. It means a lot. Thank you. I love it. Tyler, Aaron Rodgers Tuesdays, less than J.K. Scott Fridays with Cheesehead TV. Yeah, we should definitely get on that. The weapon every Friday on Cheesehead TV. No, I don't think that's going to happen. Can the slow development on the young players be blamed on coaches? No, not point blank. It's impossible to say. You know, here's the thing. Whenever anybody's doing well, everybody or doing poorly, people automatically assume, okay, that coaching group and or position coach deserves the credit or deserves the blame. There's always levels to it. And a lot of it's going to be dependent on the player himself. Personnel obviously plays a part. However, they've scouted, valued that player and brought him in, et cetera. Now, could they be maybe getting more out of certain guys? Yeah, I think so. How much of that is coaching? How much is that down to the player himself? Not living up to his expectations, not doing the work. I don't know. There's just so much that goes into it. It's hard for me to sit there and say, yes, it's the coach's fault. Oh, now we hear my landlord in the background. Awesome. We need Cecil's attitude on D. A YouTube highlight of him was posted in honor of his birthday. He was a rabid dog. Yeah, he did not care at all. He was throwing his body around and the blood would flow from the nose. It was a rite of passage. It was a weekly tradition watching the Packers when I was growing up. Game really hadn't started until Chuck Cecil had a bloody kind of nose right here. I don't see Rodgers ever coaching or being an analyst, but I feel like he would see a Rodgers book authored by the man himself. Thoughts? My favorite. Thoughts? Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see him. I don't know if he'd write it himself. I'm sure he'd get someone to write it with/for him. But yeah, I don't see him ever in a TV booth, that's for sure. I know he's talked about wanting to maybe possibly produce documentaries. That would seem very much up his alley. But yeah, I'd be shocked if we ever saw him in a studio setting on a regular basis, maybe as a one-off / special guest kind of thing. But yeah, I would be absolutely flabbergasted if he did TV after his career. Coaching, yeah, I don't think that's him. Favorite Gene Wilder movie? Oh, that's a good one. Oh, man. I don't know, man. I mean, Young Frankenstein is always going to be my go-to. I love the stuff he did with Richard Pryor as well. I can't go wrong with any of those, but probably Young Frankenstein. How long do you think the streak of them scoring on the first drive will go? The broadcasts keep bringing it up, and they haven't jinxed it yet. James, the only way it stops is if they stop it themselves. If they shoot themselves in the foot, if they have some kind of like false start and then a holding penalty that puts them on first and 30. But other than that, I don't see it. Their scripts are too good. They're too efficient. And sometimes they're going to bog down in the red zone, have to kick the field goal, but that's still a score. And that's what they're counting, you know, scores on the opening drive. I'll be shocked if anything happens from a defensive standpoint to stop them. I just, like I said, I think it'll be them shooting themselves in the foot if that were to ever happen. Joel, Silver Streak is great. I was going to say Silver Streak. There's so many good ones. How many lizard eggs did Baby Yoda eat? Brandy? I think Olive has the answer to this. How many eggs did Baby Yoda eat?
I counted about 6 or 7 or maybe more.
Six or seven?
Mm-hmm. I honestly cannot tell.
Is Kirksey's return going to significantly help the run defense? I don't know, Jim. I guess it depends on your definition of significant. I think it will help. There's no question about that. They've been way too inconsistent on the interior. I don't think it's going to be some magic elixir, but I do think it will help at least slightly. And that's the best I got for you. I'm relatively new to the Packers. Any AJ Hawk stories? He seems really interesting. AJ blocked me a long time ago on Twitter because I was honest about the play of the defense and his role in it. But yeah, he's a cool cat. I met him at a film study session at NFL Films years ago when he was at the broadcast boot camp that the NFL puts on. And he's long been interested in some kind of broadcast career. I know he's doing that now where he calls college games. He's obviously doing the McAfee thing. He's a cool guy, really cool guy. The only story I have is, when I think I've told this before, when that session, that film work session with Greg Cosell and Jaws, we're in Jaworski's office, and it was literally the offseason after they got run over by Colin Kaepernick in the playoffs. And we sat down, and it was Takeo Spikes, AJ Hawk, Cosell, Jaworski, and there's a couple other players, and I was there. I was the only non kind of legit NFL person in the room. And he calls up this play. It was the 60-yard touchdown run from Kaepernick. And, you know, Jaws has got his clicker out and he's rolling it back and forth and back and forth. And Hawk just looks completely lost. Everybody on the Clay Matthews is completely turned around. And so he runs it a couple times and he shuts it down and he looks at AJ and he goes, "So AJ, tell me, what the hell happened here?" And AJ shot me a look like, "Don't you dare fucking tweet this." And then proceeded to talk about the play, but that's about as close as I've ever had with any real interaction with AJ. At my house, when I talk to you and don't listen or pay attention, I call that seeing a hawk. Oh no. Jones, 150 yards, 2 touchdowns. Thoughts? Colby feels low. Let's go 200 yards, 3 touchdowns. I mean, these Jaguars can't stop anybody. So let's fly to the moon with this one. AJ flipped the bench when he got a sack because the team razzed him about not getting sacks, not to fans. Yes, he was famously flipping the bird to his own. It wasn't even like to his own bench. It was to a specific coach, which I love. And television, of course, caught it. If you search AJ Hawk middle finger or whatever on Google, I'm sure you'll find the picture. Think he ate 3, Tyler. Baby Yoda ate way more than 3 eggs. Come on now. Way more. Yeah, they're talking about the people are very interested about Baby Yoda. He's a phenomenon. You know, football doesn't matter what we're talking about. Baby Yoda is going to get talked about, so we can't help it. Can or will we keep both Jones and Williams after we keep the O-line together? Justin, I would be absolutely shocked. A.J. Dillon was drafted for a reason. If they can, they'll probably try to lock up Jones. If they can't, maybe they do Williams on a cheaper deal, but one of them is gone. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's a locked in one way or the other. At this point, who knows? But there's no way they keep the 3 of them together. I would be absolutely shocked. It's going to be AJ Dillon time sooner rather than later. Get her a dog. She can get her own dog. Am I getting a PS5? No, Nathan. I will be getting the new Xbox. I want the Ahsoka episode already. Tell me about it. I always thought Matthews would get out of the NFL and start a line of hair care products. All right, we are definitely off the rails now. All right, thank you so much for joining me, everybody. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day. Please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel. Patreon members, the happy hour is tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern. The info for the Zoom is on the Patreon page. If you are interested in jumping on the Patreon, supporting what we do here at Cheesehead TV, all we ask is $5 a month. Supports every single aspect of the brand. Oh, and speaking of Patreon members, my latest podcast, Negler's Never Right episode, is up. Got to talk to Tom Grassi last night. It was a ton of fun. Started as a bit of a podcast about the Packers and turned into a kind of a therapy session about what it's like to create content about the Packers each and every day. Tom is one of the best, brightest guys doing anything even remotely connected to the Packers. If you haven't checked out his YouTube channel, you should do that. But make sure you check out the podcast, which is available exclusively for Patreon members, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. If you can't support on Patreon, totally understand. Please just hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.